Praise the Lord. God is great. God is mighty. God is glorious. We are here to worship his name, to lift up his name. Hallelujah. We are here to meet with the King. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's start off this morning with some praise and worship. Your name be praised, Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel. Your name be praised.
You are God with us, God in us, God working through us. We bless your holy name. Father, this day we are thankful that you are a promise keeping God. You spoke through the prophet Isaiah. You said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And it seemed like it would not happen. Centuries came and went. But at the fullness of time, you sent an angel to a young virgin. Spoke to her and said, "You are going to have a baby." She wondered how this was going to happen. And you said, "The Holy Ghost is going to come and overshadow you, and that which is going to be found in you shall be the Son of God. You shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins." His name is going to be called Emmanuel, God with us. You, our God, kept your promise. Once again, you tell us that this one who came to die for us, who was buried and rose again from the dead and ascended and is seated at your right hand, Father, that he will once again come. And we will be caught up together with all saints to meet him in the air. So, Lord, O God, we say at this time, God with us, Maranatha, reveal yourself in your sons and your daughters, that the testimony of your goodness may be known in our generation, in our times. Reveal yourself. Manifest your glory, Most High God. For the increase of your government and your peace, there shall be no end. Thank you, Lord, that you are establishing your word. And your zeal, O Lord of hosts, will perform this. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Yes. We come and we worship and adore you. Thank you, Lord. Emmanuel, oh, Emmanuel, your name be praised. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, hey, Emmanuel, Jesus, your name be praised. Emmanuel,
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 Emmanuel.
Isn't God good? Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah like you really mean it. Let your hallelujah terrorize the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Emmanuel. Good clap offering unto the Lord. Thank you, saints. Thank you for leading us in worship.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. You may be seated briefly and have an announcement. Praise the Lord. Well, today is Brother Paul Morin's birthday. Is today your birthday? Praise the Lord.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very soon we'll be calling you Pastor Paul Morin.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
Praise amen. The Lord. Amen. When something good is happening to somebody and God is highlighting them, you just say, me too.
Me too.
All right. So I say very soon we'll be calling him Pastor Paul Morin.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Christmas Eve service is next Friday at 6:30 p.m., December 24th. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be a great day. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, children are doing their program tonight, so make sure you invite your grandmas, your aunties, your uncles, and your friends, and even your enemies. Let them come. Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, God day, everybody.
God
day. Hallelujah. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord. I can't believe Christmas is here. The year is rounding up. To God be the glory. Today is the 19th day. To God be the glory. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You made it this far. Somebody say, I made it this far. Yes, because a lot of people did not make it this far. They're gone. They're no longer in the earth realm, but you are still here. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, children and our teachers, we'll start praying for you. So let us pray for our family. Hallelujah. Here's the little girl looks so good in her yellow dress. Praise the Lord. Sunshine. Hallelujah. Father, we thank all our children, all our teachers, and every single one of them from age 0 to 120 plus. Biological children, extended families, spiritual children, partners all over the world, Lord, let your hand be upon every one of them. Those in seed form, those in the womb, touch their lives. Cause them to prosper. Cause them to know you. The most important thing is to know Jesus, to love him, and to be on the Lord's side. Who is on the Lord's side? May all the days of your life you be on the Lord's side. Children, are you on the Lord's side? Amen. Out of the mouth of babes, Lord God Almighty, you have ordained praise. May these children praise you. May they magnify your holy name. Be with them at school. Be with them in whatever they are doing. All the children from 120 plus to 0, touch everyone, every decade of life. May everyone praise you because we are the children of the Most High God. Yes. Are there children of the Most High God in this house?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. See you later, children. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Children, quiet, quiet. We're praying. Quiet. Praise the Lord. And parents, please help your children when they come, when they are leaving, not to be talking because we're in the prayer mode. I'm inviting the presence of the Lord. We must honor him. They can go to their Sunday school and yell and run around over there. Praise the Lord. That's what they do. That's their job. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But parents, you can help. We partner together. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, give them room to move so I can continue. Let's continue in prayer. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We honor you and we bless your holy name. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you into our heart, into our church, into the service, into our city, our nation, into this ministry. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, praise the Lord. We're going to read. I'm going to read from different passage this morning. Some prophecy from the word of the Lord before the birth of Jesus. So we're going to Micah 5. We're going to read just 2 or 3 verses from there. Micah 5. So make sure you put it up, Micah 5, verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, read along. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. As you read, your spiritual ear becomes alert, and the word of the Lord enters you, and your faith begins to grow. Not every one of us have the same measure of faith. Everybody has different measure. Say amen. So if you want things to start working quickly for you, learn to put in the word in your spirit by using your own mouth tool. Say amen. All right, let's read. You don't need me keep telling you this. You just do it because you know the value of it. Verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus did not come from the now, he came from everlasting. He's the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. The God who does not bleed, who does not eat, who does not experience suffering and pain, he chose to come from everlasting to come to us. This is the prophecy before his birth. Therefore, verse 3, therefore will he give them up until the time that she which traveled had brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. I read verse 4. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. What is the name of the Lord we sang this morning? Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. God is with. Somebody say, God is with me. His name is just ordinary. His majesty. Majesty. Hallelujah. Use the word majesty for royalty. Hallelujah. Majesty is within me. And they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. How long will he be great? The ends of the earth. Hallelujah. He's great in my life. Somebody say, he's great in my life. Well, you're a product, part of you, you're made out of the earth. So everywhere you are, he will be great. Say, Lord, be great in my life. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. I'll tell you the verse when I'm there. I know it, but I'm just giving myself time to get there. Praise the Lord. All right, Isaiah 9. Oh, I'm in 6. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. Let's read. Isaiah 9, verse 6. Okay, let's read. Apostle was praying a moment ago. He prayed that as the scripture I chose from home. Praise the Lord. For unto us, everybody read. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Are you part of the us? So a child is born for you. He had to come as a baby. He had to come because the only legal gateway to enter our earth realm, he had to be born. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not sure if I'm breaking or... We're okay. You can hear me okay, right? Yeah. All right. Unto us a son is what? Given. He's the son of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. God has given us a gift. So during this Christmas time, the gift that you need is not that one that is under the tree where that helps, you know, because it just gives pleasure to our flesh realm. But the real gift is Jesus. Amen. Somebody say, I've been given a gift. You're not given a baby. A baby is born. But the real son is given to you. Hallelujah. That comes from everlasting. From everlasting. Hallelujah. Everlasting. It can never be killed. It can never be destroyed. The gift I have from God can never be destroyed. I have the everlasting Father. He's given unto me. See, I receive. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Hallelujah. This gift is to govern. And he's going to govern through you. Because you are the body of Christ. Say, Lord, govern through me. So wherever you are a governor. Say amen. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. His name is not useless. His name is Wonderful. Wonderful things are going to happen to us. The Son is given to me, and his name is what? Wonderful. So I receive wonderful things. Counselor is his name. He's my counselor. So you will never break down. In the name of Jesus. Things that crack others will never crack you. I am uncrackable. Wholeness have been given to us. Say, I am whole. Declare things over your own life. Say amen. The mighty God. You are not giving a weakling. You are giving the mighty God. A son is given. These are his names. His names are not dead. God did not reveal himself to us so that we can just see him as, oh, mighty God, counselor. You know, you've memorized it, you sing it, you dance it, but the reality of it may it enter us today. In the name of Jesus, the mighty God, he's the one that is going to deliver us from all evil, not some, all of it. Every plot is thwarted. Every design of the enemy is destroyed. The mighty God has been given to me. He's on my side, and I am on his side. The everlasting Father. He came from everlasting, and he's the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your holy name, the Prince of Peace. God is my peace. He is my shalom. Nothing shall be missing or broken or destroyed in my life. If they were, when I step into him, they have changed. Verse 7, of the increase of his government. Look, the government doesn't stay at the level every day is increasing and multiplying. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. That was the song and the sounding of the angels when Jesus was born. The increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Therefore, the increase of his governing through my life, there shall be no end. Anyone who's seeking your downfall will fall. Amen. You will always rise. You will always rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just having a moment with God, and I'm trying to finish what I need to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No end. No end. No end, no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment, with justice, from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. This scripture today is alive in every one of us who are the children of the Most High God. Father, your zeal will perform every word you have spoken. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Govern through my life. You know, the rest you're going to read on your own. So when you get home, read Matthew. Read 1, chapter 1, chapter 2. Read Luke 1 and 2. Read that on your own time. Praise the Lord. More detail about the birth of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Oh, we bless your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Lord. We bless your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Glorious God, we bless your holy name. Father, we bless your holy name. Everlasting Father, mighty God, King of glory, the one who does not bleed, the one who does not cry, the one who does not know suffering. You are God, you are Spirit. You chose to come to our earth to be born and to be given to us as a son, and you bled and you died. Oh, mighty God, you have caused us to be your shoulder for you to govern through our lives. You did all this for us to restore us back to glory. We are now the sons of glory. Father, we bless your holy name. We are now the daughters of glory. We glorify your holy name. We thank you, O God, everlasting Father. Your kingdom shall always reign. Shall reign over all the earth, over the heavens, all dimensions, in the name of Jesus. All the planetary system, everything, they all came out of you. The living word, Emmanuel, God, that same God is with me right now. God with me, Emmanuel. We worship and we bless your holy name. I shall never fail in life. I shall never be defeated. In the name of Jesus, if this is your confession, you begin to say amen. In the name of Jesus, you are to govern everything. Govern your health. Govern your finance. Govern your neighborhood. Govern your business. Govern. There is no end. The government increases. Increases. In the name of Jesus, we pull ourselves into the government of the living God. And from that place, we rule and we reign. We rule and reign with you, Almighty God. You are the ruler of all things. And you have brought us alongside to rule with you. We rule and we dominate in this earth. In the name of Jesus, because a son has been given to us. Father, we bless your holy name. From this time forth and forevermore, we shall act like the children of the Most High God. We are not the conquered, we are more than conquerors. We conquer and we vanquish everything that is of evil. We eschew evil and we destroy the works of the enemy. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the enemy. Every work of the enemy is destroyed and defeated. Evil words, evil actions, evil imagination, evil deeds, every missile sent from the enemy, the word of the Lord and the sword of the Lord cuts every one of them from their roots, and their fruit and their invasion are destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Increase of your government. We govern the realm where we live because the living God, Emmanuel, is with me. Is he with you this morning? If he is with you, say amen. We thank you, Lord, that from this time forth, we will enjoy your presence. We will live in the realm you've called us to. Knowing that we are not ordinary, you brought us from everlasting, you made us from everlasting, we rule and reign in that same realm. We live in the realm of God Almighty, our Father, everlasting Father, Father of everlasting. We bless your holy name. We speak shalom over Israel. The Prince of Peace over Jerusalem, over the works of your hands. Peace within our walls and our palaces. Peace within our nations. All nations, Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, all nations of the earth, islands of the seas, every single one of them, we speak the peace of God. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Come on, praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for your holy fire. Praise you for your Holy Spirit. praise you for your holy word. Praise you for your goodness. Praise you for your favor. Praise you for your mercy. Praise you for your healing power. Thank you, Lord. Praise you for your provision. Hallelujah. Awesome provider. Awesome Father who loves us, who does not wish anything evil for us, but always good. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. We receive your fresh manna,
yes,
your
Lord.
Fresh mercy,
yes,
your fresh blessing,
yes,
this day.
Amen,
take
Lord.
All the glory,
yes,
and all the honor,
yes,
and adoration. Bless
Jesus
our tithes and our offerings.
Yes,
bless our worship.
Oh,
bless the word of the Lord. Let it come now with power,
yes,
with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, and restoration, and the renewing of all our minds. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Welcome to another time together in the presence of the Most High God. The year was 1818. And a priest was working diligently to have a very special mass. And this was supposed to be on Christmas Eve. And he had done all that he could and was excited about the service. And he went to the church organ and tried to play it. And the thing wasn't working. He tried everything he could, but nothing was happening. How can this organ not be working? What are we going to do for this service? He's mesmerized by all that was happening, and he stepped back to his office and trying to see if there's anything he could do. He was checking through some papers. And he saw a poem that he had written 2 years before in 1816. So he pulled it out. But there was no music to it. He says, what do I do with this? So he takes off and goes close to his house. There's a teacher there, and he brings this poem to this teacher and says, can you do anything with this? Can you write some music to this? Teacher says, what are you talking about? Service is about to start. And you want me to put music to this poem? He said, yes, please. So she started working on it, and he goes back to church to figure out things, and she rushes through all that she had to do and had music to it, and she takes off and comes to the church and quickly teaches the choir. And that's how a carol that we sing every Christmas came to birth. It was a Christmas carol, Silent Night, Holy Night. Why do I start with this? Because sometimes confusing things happen. You see, he had written it 2 years before, but that song that we've now been singing for over 200 years would not have come to life if the organ didn't break down. You may think that something's going wrong. No, but God is doing something greater. Hallelujah. All this is falling apart. No, it's not falling apart. God is ordering your steps. The devil thought that crucifying Jesus Christ was going to be the end of it. This loud mouth, healing, miracle working, whoever it is that he is, I'm going to shut him up once and for all. But he did not know that when Jesus died, you and I were going to be raised up to terrorize him and remind him every day, you fooled around the wrong person. And now look at us. We are here. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in the book of 1 John, chapter 3 and verse 8, he that committed sin is of the devil. Say, wow, that's a strong word. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, somebody say, for this purpose. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, revealed, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Destroy the works of sin. The works of missing the mark. God is saying to us, we are not of the devil. We are of God. And because we are of God, we cannot be sinners. I don't know if you're hearing what God is saying to us. God is saying to you and I that we're not called to be sinners. Someone say, I'm not a sinner. I'm a child of the Most High God. Jesus came to destroy the stronghold of sin. Amen? If we're struggling with a particular sin, what we need to recognize is this. Jesus has been manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So I must say then, Lord, be manifest in my life. For when the Lord is manifested in you, the works of the devil will be destroyed. Hallelujah. So we say, Lord, manifest yourself in my life today. Hallelujah. 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 In John 14, beginning to read from verse 20. He says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. There's a day that you're going to know that I am in the Father, and that you are in me, and I'm in you. Hallelujah. And if he's in me, when the stronghold of sin wants to manifest itself, the destroyer. Someone said the destroyer. Jesus becomes the destroyer that will destroy sin. Praise the Lord. 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will what? Manifest myself to him. I will manifest myself to those that love God, love my Father, and love me. Praise the Lord. Do you love the Father? Do you love the Son? Then he says, I'm going to manifest myself. That's a commitment. The Lord Jesus Christ never says anything that he doesn't mean. And if he manifests himself, then the power of love, watch this now, the power of love causes the presence of sin to be eradicated. Wow. My love for God causes me to say no to sin. Causes me to say no to anything that wants to pull me into bondage. Because the love of God in my life, the presence of God in my life, the manifestation of God in my life becomes the power of God that destroys the works of the devil. Praise God. Say with me, Lord, destroy the works of the devil in my life. Now, the works of the devil, when we talk about sin, we're not just talking about being addicted to drugs or alcohol or committing adultery or stealing or lying. Sin is missing the mark of God, the purpose of God. Are you with me? So if prosperity is the mark of God for me, sin is anything outside prosperity. That's the sin. If favor is God's will for me, missing favor is sin. If divine health is God's will for me, missing divine health is sin. Anything that is not in the will of God for my life is sin. And Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, which is sin. So he came to destroy sickness and disease. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him. And by the stripes that he bore, we are what? Healed. I wish above all things that you prosper and that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. But what prospers my soul? The word of God. But who is the word of God? Jesus. Ah, kubashintelema. When we talk about Jesus being made manifest, we're talking about the word of God being made manifest. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1. And watch the next verse. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3 says, all things were made by him, the Word. And without him was not anything made that was made. Well, I like that. Without him was not anything made that was made. Wow. The Word. So when Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and he is the Word, the presence of the Word declared that nothing can be made in your life that he, the Word of God, has not made. And if God did not make poverty for me, poverty cannot be in my life. If God has not made sickness and disease for me, sickness and disease cannot be in my life. All of that came out of the devil, and Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Somebody shout hallelujah. The God we serve is not against us. He is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? If God, the Word, is for us and with us, who is it and what is it that can stand against us? The devil is a defeated devil. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You see, the enemy always tries to do his thing. But we have a God who is on our side. The Bible tells us about an experience that King David had. King David had messed up royally. At the time that kings were supposed to be at war, he stayed home, following the counsel of men. They said, "You are a prized possession. You shouldn't come to war with us. Stay home." So he listened to man because he thought he was being saved by the arm of flesh. Come on, come on. And now that I'm older, I'm going to endanger everybody because now they're going to be concentrating on me, trying to protect me because I'm so weak. So he stayed home. And while he stayed home, he fell into a big sin. He committed adultery, and that adultery ended up being the commitment of murder. And so he created an enemy. The name of that enemy was Ahithophel. Ahithophel was one of his key advisors. But he happens to be the grandfather. Are you ready for this? He happened to be the grandfather of Bathsheba. But he stayed with him until Absalom revolted against his father, David. And when Absalom revolted, and David takes off running away from Absalom, Ahithophel was there. And he decided to counsel Absalom. And the Bible says that the counsel of Ahithophel was so good, his wisdom was so good that it was like God was the one advising you. So David is taken off. Ahithophel is there. And I thank God that he is faithful all the way through. Praise the Lord. David wouldn't have known that he had an enemy in his camp that sought his hurt because of an infraction, a sin in his life. Ahithophel says, "Listen, you need to get your dad like right now. First of all, sleep with all his concubines that he left publicly, shame him, and then go and attack him right away." But God had a secret weapon. A secret weapon that was also an advisor of David, that was still there, standing with David. And this counsel says, I think that might be a wrong thing to do. Your dad is a smart guy. He's not going to stay in public place where you can just capture him like a fox. No, he's going to be so strategic. Don't go after him. And he's got strong people working with him. And he did that. And the Bible says that God convinced Absalom on the wisdom that this man brought to the table, only because God wanted to take Absalom out. Are you with me so far? So the scripture continues. David escapes. And when Ahithophel found out that his counsel was not accepted, he goes home. The Bible says he put his house in order and then he hung himself. The works of the devil were destroyed. Now, bear in mind that Ahithophel had every reason to be upset. David was just as guilty as could be. But this judgment was not for anybody else to take a hold on. The Prince of Peace was going to be the judge of this matter. And he decided, forgiven, 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 forgiven. And it did not matter what Ahithophel or anybody else thought. What God said goes. Somebody listening. Jesus, our Lord, came to destroy the works of the devil. And part of the destruction of the works of the devil is to declare you and I free from the power and the influence and the control of sin and the consequences of sin, because of the forgiveness that comes because of mercy and the empowerment that comes because of grace. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is freedom in Christ. There's deliverance in Christ. There's salvation in Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 10, he says, in this the children of God are manifest. Not only is God manifesting himself to us, but God is saying there is a manifestation of the children of God. And there is also a manifestation of the children of the devil. The children of the devil are going to continue in sin. And saints, I want you to understand that even now, the wickedness of sin is going to increase in ways that we cannot even imagine. But so also is the manifestation of the children of God. Because the children of God are going to do righteousness. Because they are not of the devil. Hallelujah. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. What does this mean? Doing righteousness. It means that you are not putting yourself in the position of pointing your finger at everybody and faulting everybody. Look at you, this, 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 this. If you are a finger-pointing person, God is saying, Listen. That you are doing the devil's job. Whosoever doeth not righteousness, giving people the right standing. That does not mean that we do not confront sin. We must always do that. But whatever it is that we do in the presence of love to bring in, to bring healing, to bring restoration. For there is now, therefore now, no condemnation to them who are where? In Christ. I in the Father, you in me, and I in you. Hello? Did we not read that? Well, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not what? His brother. If you don't have love for your brother, God says you're not of me. And if you're not of him, then you are of the devil who sinned from the beginning. Are we together? Praise the Lord. God wants us to walk in love, care one for the other, nourish each other to life. If there's one thing that we must be faulted for, it is that we love too much. Amen. People should accuse you of being too soft. You're such a pushover. No. The Word of God says, I'm tender-hearted. I should be tender-hearted. Praise the Lord. The battle is the Lord's. Vengeance belongs to me. Cast all of your burdens and your cares upon me because I care for you. Praise the Lord. We are called to love. We are called to care. We are called to nourish each other and bring about restoration. God's divine purpose for you and I is restoration. If you don't know that, come with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Starting to read from verse 17, the Word of God says this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that man is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are what? Become new. And watch verse 18. It says, and all things are of God. Who hath what? Reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given to us the ministry of criticism. Is that what it says? The ministry of fruit checking. The fruit checker. No, it says, given to us a ministry of what? Reconciliation. Just like God reconciled us to himself, he's given us a ministry of reconciliation so that we can bring that same reconciliation to people so that they recognize that they are reconciled back to God and that God is not against them, but God is for them. Hallelujah. Our assignment is not to send the world to hell. Our assignment is to warn them about hell and bring them to God. We still talk about hell, but we want to tell them about this pathway that leads to destruction and point them in the right direction so that they can receive wholeness in God. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, to wit that God, was in Christ reconciling some people. The world unto himself, not what? Imputing their trespasses unto them. Not imputing what? Their trespasses. Their trespasses are trespasses. Hello? They trespass, but God saying, I'm not accounting the trespass to you. Wow. And had committed unto us the word of reconciliation, which means that we are not imputing to them their trespasses, but imputing, like God did, righteousness. You don't have to be that way. You have the ability to do right. You have the ability to stand strong. You have the ability to walk uprightly. You have that ability because God is come to bring reconciliation to you, and he now imputes you with his righteousness, and now he's encouraging you to walk as he walks. Praise the Lord. I had a story about a German shepherd that was trying to cross the road and got hit by a car. And both of his hind legs were broken, but it crawled its way, pulled its way back home. And got home, the owners did their best to treat the wound and the broken leg. As that leg healed, it didn't heal properly. And so this German shepherd kept on doing the same thing that it did when it started out. It pulled itself with its front legs, and the hind legs were dragging. Well, it was pregnant and gave birth to puppies. When the puppies grew and they started to walk, they did exactly what their mama did. Dragged hind legs. So the man takes these puppies to the vet, and they checked. There was nothing wrong with the puppies. What were they doing? They were imitating what they saw. The reason we continue in sin is not because we do not have the capacity to live above the control and the influence of sinful attitudes and actions. It's because simply we see people that are struggling and we think that's how it's supposed to be. But that's not how it's supposed to be. When we look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we can understand that God sent his only begotten Son to the earth. That Christmas is not about gift giving, but about celebrating the gift of God that was sent to us to change our lives, to transform our lives for all eternity. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. God lording over our lives, governing our lives, and showing to us that the manifestation of his life in us and through us will bring about the destruction of the works of the devil. God was not only saying Jesus was going to destroy the works of the devil, but that he's empowering us to be destroyers of the works of the devil. Wherever we see it, we come there to destroy it. When we see poverty, we come there to destroy it. When we see sickness and disease, we come there to destroy it. Because Jesus lives in us, and greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. I have been born again to be a new creation who brings the reconciliation word to our world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph, where? In Christ. And maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in what? In every place. God empowers us to carry his word and have an impact everywhere. Everywhere. Somebody say everywhere. In every place. The glorious savor of the knowledge of God shall be made manifest. What does that mean? It means that there is no hard place. That God's word cannot penetrate. Exactly what it means. That there is no place too hard for God's word working in me and working in you. That we can go forth and preach this gospel of the kingdom and we will be heard, because the word of God is like a double-edged sword. It cuts through. Hallelujah. The word of God is light. And this light shines brightly, and darkness cannot stop it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God will work in the North End. It will work in Timbuktu. It will work in Moscow. It will work in Beijing. It will work in Nigeria. It will work in Kenya. It will work everywhere in the world. The word of God in us will penetrate any darkness, wherever darkness is. For where Jesus is, there will be the manifestation of the glory of God. And the works of the devil will no doubt be destroyed. Hallelujah. 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 The enemy thinks that he has his way, but God, the God we serve, is greater. Hallelujah. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3, but I'll start from verse 1. 2 Corinthians 3, starting to read from verse 1. It says, do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Do we need special report about us? It says this, ye are our epistle, written in our hearts. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts. You are an epistle, that we talk about the epistle, the letters to the Ephesians, the epistle, Romans, Corinthians. You are letters written where? In our hearts. Known and read of all men. He's saying, you are written here. So when people see me, they see you. The letter written Oh, it gets better. Verse 3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. So now he's saying, you're written here, but now you are a manifestation of what is written here. Guess what? God has written an epistle in his heart about you, about me. And now we are walking epistles, letters of love, walking in the earth. But we're first written in somebody's heart. I wonder if we're writing an epistle concerning our city and the people of this city in our heart. And the epistle says, these are the people that love God with all their hearts and they're worshiping God in spirit and in truth, walking uprightly, righteous, lifting up the holy name of the Most High God. Or are we writing, Winnipeg is hard, Toronto is hard, Timbuktu is hard, Mauritania is hard? What are we saying? What are we declaring? Because whatever it is that we have here is what we're going to be projecting. Understand, we are light, and the light is shining through this projector. What am I projecting? We project all kinds of ideas on people. What they're not thinking, we think it for them. And we say things about people that they have not even considered. What am I projecting? The Lord Jesus Christ meets with a Judas and he says, my friend. What was he saying when he said, my friend? He was saying, listen, you are helping me fulfill my destiny. Hello? What is your cup like? Is it half full? Is it half empty? What are you projecting? What are you believing? What do you think about your life? What do you think about your marriage? What do you think about your children? What do you think about your business? What are you projecting? Because I tell you this, whatever it is you're projecting, that's what you're going to be receiving on the other end. If what you're projecting is fear, that dog is not just only going to bark, it's going to bite. It's going to come attacking. But if there's a boldness inside of you that says to that devil, how dare you come here? Shut up! That dog is going to back off. It will stop barking because you are taking a different stance. What posture are you embracing for your life? Are you thinking, this year is going to end and I'm not going to accomplish what I need to accomplish? That's the lying devil speaking to you. Declare that you have received it and you shall what? Have it. Amen? For unto us a child is born. For unto us a son is given. It sounds like it has happened. A child is born. Hey, where's the child? A son has been given. Oh, where is he? It's going to happen. But it was already declared. And the very moment it was declared, it was accomplished as done. When God declared you blessed, you were blessed. It may not seem like it, but God has already done it. That priest was busy penning down a poem. Just poetry. He did not know it was a Christmas carol that was going to be sung 2 years before. He just thought it was just letters until his organ broke down. And then what seemed to be just poetry became a hymn, a carol. And guess what? The organ that broke down unbroke itself. Hallelujah. So this I singing, silent night, holy night. And you know the rest of it. Simple. You think that trouble that is facing you right now is trouble? As long as you think of it as trouble, it will be trouble. And you will establish that trouble in your life. But if you see it and you declare that this trouble is going to release double blessing to me, your attitude changes. You are not suppressed, oppressed by whatever it is that's happening, but you pressing on towards that high calling that's in Christ Jesus will see yourself on the other side of that mountain, stronger and better, more equipped, greatly favored of the Lord, enjoying the fullness of life in the goodness of God, and celebrating. And I tell you what, even though people may not want to celebrate with you, when you start playing that good music, they will start tapping and their heads will start nodding. Somebody shout hallelujah. They cannot resist your music. Glory be to God. You make the decision. What are you going to project? For that which you project will be made manifest. So, Pastor, you got all of that from that passage? Oh, the Lord is good. You see, the Word of God tells us very clearly that Jesus, our Lord, came to abolish the power of death. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, I'm going to start reading from verse 8 through 10. It says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." Verse 9. "Who hath what? Saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own" what? "Purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before" when? "The world began." Before the world began, God had a purpose and had a grace assigned to us. Hallelujah. What was this purpose and grace? Verse 10. "But it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath" what? "Abolished." Who hath what? "Who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." He brought life and immortality to light. Why? So that people see immortality. They see life. How? Through the gospel. What is this gospel? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, tell us what the gospel is. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says this, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein we what? Stand." We stand on this gospel. What is it? It says, "By which also ye are saved." If you keep in your mind what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. What is this gospel? Verse 3. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ," what? "Died for our sins according to the scriptures." That's the gospel. Christ died. Why? So that we die no more. Hallelujah. Verse 4. "And that he was" what? "Buried." "And that he" what? "Rose again the third day according to the scriptures." He came. He died. He was buried. He rose again from the dead. This is the power of the gospel. And when we get baptized, this is what we are baptized into. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The God who says it is finished on the cross. Watch this. He said what? "It is finished." Was it really finished? He was still going to go to hell, seize the keys of death and the grave. He was still going to rise again from the dead. He was still going to ascend into the heavens, present his precious blood. He was still going to come back to the earth and tell his disciples about the promise of the Holy Spirit. He was still going to ascend, stepping into a cloud and ascending. But he said on the cross, "It is finished." Because that's what you and I need to say. It is what? Finished. Even though there's still more work to be done, it is finished. It is done. Count it as accomplished. Hallelujah. And God is saying the same thing to you and I. He's saying to us today, "When I gave you my word that I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing, count it as finished, done. When I said to you, Abraham, you are going to be a great nation, count it as" what? "Done." Because God cannot lie. Hallelujah. God cannot what? Lie. The devil is the father of lies because he's the father of sin. If God lies, God becomes a sinner. Wow. I've asked this question many times before. Do you think God has so much hate in him? Even a little bit of hate, but you are the one that he hates, that he's going to start lying because of you. Not tell you the truth because he doesn't care. No. When I face this situation, I must come before God and say, "I thank you, my Father, that you cannot lie. You've declared me blessed and highly favored. You've declared me lifted up by grace, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. I am not governed by my circumstances. I'm not governed by the forces of darkness. I'm not influenced by anything that is not of you. Therefore, this day I declare that this problem, this mountain, is removed and is cast into the sea, and my pathway is smooth. I celebrate, oh God, fruitfulness, even when it is not meant to be a time of fruitfulness. Like that fig tree that you ask for fruit, I this day refuse to deny you fruitfulness from my life. I say yes and amen. If you say I can, I can. If you say I can, I will. Here is my fruit of thanksgiving, my sacrifice of thanksgiving before you. Manifest your glory. For Lord, oh God, without you, I can do nothing. Lord, without you, I cannot bear fruit. So Lord, oh God, I receive strength from above to be everything you say I can be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And I continue on my path. Hallelujah. I continue walking. I don't fall down on the ground and start rolling. Oh, poor me. Do you know when you're saying, oh, poor me, you're calling yourself poor? You know, the worst thing you can do, and this is so much of the devil, is that when people are grieving or they hear bad news, the first thing they do is they put their hands on their head. Oh my God, oh my God, what happened? Anointing yourself with the sorrow. No, you lift up your hands unto God and say, God, I thank you that you knew about this situation before it happened. And Lord, oh God, that something good is going to come out of this. For he causes all things to work together for my good, for your good. Do you receive that word? Say with me, manifest your glory, Lord. Say it again, manifest your glory, Lord. One more time, manifest your glory, Lord, in my life. In 1 John chapter 1, so I'm beginning to wrap. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 2. He says, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us, was revealed unto us. Who is he talking about? He's talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says this, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship, our koinonia, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. It continues and comes to verse 9. It says, actually, let me just go back so you see it all. It says, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full, that we've had a revelation of the Father. We've had a revelation of who Jesus is. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is what? God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Wow. Wow. What do I do with that? A lot. If God is light and in him there is no darkness at all, and I'm in him, I'm in the light. But it gets better. James says, he is the Father of lights. And if he's the Father of light and I am his son, then he is my what? Father. Then it must be that if he is light, that the Father of light is speaking to himself. his like. And that like is me. And if he is a father of light and in him is, there's no darkness at all, then I am light and there is no what? Darkness at all in me. For the word of God says that as we are surrendered to God, our darkness will be as noonday. Oh my God. So what is the message? When the Lord is manifested to me, I am projecting not sorrow and defeat. I'm projecting every day is a God day in my life. Every day is a blessed day in my life. Every day is a day of opportunity. It's a pathway to good success. I will not sorrow. I will rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice! Does that mean that the devil won't try to wreck my organ? He tries. But what I do know is that God has already prepared a poem that's going to be a carol so that we can all sing Silent Night. The beauty of God's goodness. I don't look for trouble, but God has promised me for every trouble that you face, you'll receive double blessing. So every time trouble comes, I celebrate the double. Come on. I celebrate the what? The double. What am I celebrating? The blessings of God. I'm not saying this problem has come to stay. No, I am saying that the blessing has come to stay. I'm looking at the blessing. Hallelujah. Trouble came, blessing, blessing. Because with every test, there is going to be a testimony. Hallelujah. Hey, Harache. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm not going down, I'm going up. Hallelujah. In him there's no darkness at all. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him, meaning that we have fellowship with him in the light and walk in darkness, we lie. That's what the word of God says. And do not the what? Truth. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth that you know shall what? Set you free, make you free. So it is about what I am embracing. What truth are you embracing? As you come to Christmas, there's some people that are going to be feeling so lonely because they've lost loved ones and different things have happened. You know, oh, I don't have this to give. I don't have that. And so on and so forth. All kinds of things can happen in your life. But this you must understand, that the gift giver who gave us his son says also, he that did not withhold the son, won't he with him give you everything? Is that what the word of God says? If he did not withhold his son, what is it that is going to withhold from you? Nothing. I'm blessed to be a blessing. I will rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. We are cleansed from all sin, consistently being cleansed from sin. Because we have fellowship one with the other. Fellowship with God, fellowship with one another. Because we're not doing the ministry of the devil, pointing a finger. He says if you stop pointing the finger, your light is going to rise. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Wow, I thought we started with we cannot sin. Well, the we cannot sin is based on this particular truth, that as you have love one to the other, if something goes wrong, the blood of Jesus is already cleansing. It's constant. It's constant. It's cleansing. But you have to have love one for the other. How? By forgiving one another, so that God can forgive you. If you don't forgive, the blood stops. If you walk in love, if I walk in love, there is constant cleansing. And verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and He is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what Jesus came to do. But for it to happen in my life, I have to respond back with love for the people that He loved. Did you get that? When we love people and give them another chance, another opportunity to connect with God, we too experience wholeness. It's just the way it is. Bow your heads with me. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the manifestation of your glory in our lives. Your word says, O God, in Romans chapter 8, that all creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Lord, O God, we ask this day that the waiting be cut short, because this day you're manifesting yourself in us as your sons, as your daughters. Manifest yourself. Manifest yourself. Manifest yourself, Father. Manifest yourself as you have written in your heart the epistles of victory. May we become the manifestation of that epistle. The God who causes us to triumph in every situation, in every setting. We embrace your love as we say yes and amen to your word, to your truth, to your prophetic declarations. Oh, Father, honor your name in us and through us. And all of God's people together in agreement in Jesus' mighty name said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Well, at this time, I want us to honor God with our giving. It's the end of year. My prayer, my heart's desire is that we will be radical in our giving as we wrap up the year, extravagant in our giving, and allow God to gloriously bless and enrich our lives in ways that only He can do. Amen? Hallelujah. And while I share that with you as you come and honor God, consider the project that we embarked on 2 or so months ago about renovation and stuff, and the screen is almost here. It's landed in the country already, and it will be here shortly, and then we'll have to install it and all of that. But so also are the chairs that are coming. I was calculating the other day how much we are going to be saving for the chair. Each chair that's supposed to be in here, each one was supposed to cost anywhere from $275 to $300 per chair. The ones on the banquet hall were going to cost about $120 to $160-something per chair. But that's not what we're going to be paying. Amen? Thank God. We ordered it in faith, trust in God to provide all the resources. We are at 70% of what we need to have raised. We have 30% left. And if we get that 30%, when those things land here, they'll be completely paid for and cleared out and stuff like that. So I'm praying and trusting God that God will speak to some of us, whoever it is that can dig a little bit deeper, that you'll be able to do what you can. And so that when all of this is done, it will be completely paid for. Amen? Hallelujah. So if God speaks to you to do something, do so. But let me say that as a caveat. I don't want anybody in this house to carry any burdens. God has not called us to carry burdens. God has called us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Yes, we give sacrificially, but we do not give and carry a weight on ourselves and become bitter and disgruntled and whatever else. That is not God. Amen? Praise the Lord. But when, if God stirs you and there's a willingness to do something, then do so. Do so. Do so. And it will all be taken care of. And we will all celebrate together the goodness of the Lord. I speak to those that are here listening to me, those that are listening online today or at another time. There is a need, and that need will be taken care of. It is done. Amen? Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to ask Mama to come so that we can all share together in communion and be reminded once again that tonight at 6:30, we will be back here celebrating together with our young ones that are going to be leading us in a special service of songs and poetry and all kinds of other stuff. There will be adults that will come alongside of them. And but do invite your friends, your neighbors, and everyone that the Lord speaks to you about. Let them come and participate also. Amen? Rise with us. This is the body of the Lord. He didn't say it is like. He said this is His body. And as we take off this body, let the impact and the benefits that the Lord Jesus Christ came to accomplish be released into our lives, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and otherwise. By taking off this body, let every area of our lives be addressed with the goodness of God. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
This is a cup of blessing. It's a paid for, so the blessing is mine. Somebody say, the blessing is mine.
The blessing is mine.
The blessings of the Lord.
The blessings of the Lord.
They make me rich.
They make me rich.
And they add no sorrow.
And they add no sorrow.
So sorrow.
So sorrow.
Has been vanquished.
Has been vanquished.
From my life.
From my life.
Pain.
Pain.
Have been vanquished.
Has been vanquished.
Death.
death
has been vanquished.
Has been vanquished.
In Jesus' name, take
Jesus
and drink.
Name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone here today who may not have accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior? And today you like to give your life to the Lord? If there's anyone like that, just raise your hand. We'd like to pray with you before you leave this sanctuary today. Anyone like that? Okay. All right. And let me now then say, on the 31st/1st January 2022, we are going to be having a baptismal service during the night vigil celebration or crossover evening. And that service is going to start at 9 p.m. on the 31st. Amen? So please do take note of that. And that particular service is going to launch us into a month-long of daily services, 6:30 every evening, all through January. Be prepared to experience God during this time. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord.
I just want to, on behalf of every one of us, we want to say thank you for all those who gave towards the children, the school, chaplain school, and to our children here in church. Because some of you give from online, and those of you here also give generously. So both budgets have been met. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God bless you.
Bless
and
you.
All those who also gave us gifts. We bless you and Amen. Your family.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right. Is there anyone on?